I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. An Arctic blast delivers an early dose of wicked winter weather. Gary Tuchman is at ground zero of the Misery Index, Billings, Montana. Plus, outrage boiling over in Mexico over the fate of 43 missing college students. Let's get started. The Arctic blast that has a huge swath of the country, around 200 million people in its grip tonight. Wicked cold winter weather that decided to show up early from the Rockies to the heartland. It's crushed the remnants of a relatively mild fall. We're talking snow, bitter winds, freezing temperatures. Northern Minnesota getting slammed with heavy snow. Temperatures are plunging as far south as Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. If you are in the thick of it, well, you have our sympathies. Billings, Montana, one of the coldest places you could be tonight. And Gary Tuchman is there to report on the misery firsthand. Gary, how bad is it?
Anderson, the people of Montana are used to freezing cold weather, but usually not this early. Winter is still 6 weeks away. We're only in the middle of autumn, but right now, autumn seems like a distant memory.
It doesn't matter how cold it is. Billings, Montana billboard installer Mason Hyman does his job. But this frigid cold spell has come much earlier than he's used to.
I wear a little bit extra layers, and I would wear thicker gloves, but I kind of need to use my fingers a lot for the J-hooks down here.
Montanans are hardy people, but with the upcoming overnight temperatures plunging close to record lows for the date, downtown Billings, the heart of Montana's largest city, is very empty.
We just watch the alerts, and when it says it's going to be cold, we just bundle up.
The average high for this time of year is in the upper 40s. The temperature this past weekend was in the upper 60s. So temperatures have now plunged over 60 degrees in just a couple of days. The single digits today, below zero overnight.
When I just moved to Montana, my friend told me, if you don't like the weather, wait 10 minutes.
At the zoo in Billings, potential visitors don't like the weather much. And that's why Zoo Montana is pretty much empty. Except, of course, for its inhabitants. These two Siberian tigers just arrived here from a zoo in Florida. This is their first snowfall and first extreme cold snap. This is Ozzie the grizzly bear, a former resident of Yellowstone National Park, who got in some hot water for stealing people's food and is now thriving at the zoo.
The animals here are doing just fine because they're used to the cold weather. This is Fiersa. She's a Canadian lynx, a native of Montana.
The bald eagle at the zoo is actually shivering, but we're told that's normal behavior for bald eagles who are no strangers to cold weather.
Couple of our wolves over there.
Jeff Ewelt is the executive director of the zoo.
A couple weekends ago, we had our Halloween event. We saw 4,000 people come through the gate. So a 4,000-person day to a 3 to 4-person day, it's quite a drop for us.
3 to 4 people you expect on a day like this.
At 3 to 4 people on a day like this.
Winter hasn't even started yet. It's still the middle of autumn. But extreme winter weather is here.
Right now, I would love to have a better buttery croissant. You have one with you while you're doing this billboard?
Nope, I don't.
There are lots of other billboards to be on this week, and the temperatures are expected to remain frigid.
Gary, is that the first interview you've done on the top of a ladder on standing on a billboard? Because that was pretty cool.
I think it is. You know, with you, Anderson, I've done interviews on trains and on top of buses, standing on top of trains, standing on top of buses, but never on a billboard before. No, that's the first.
How cold is it going to get in the days to come?
Yeah, so tonight below zero, 5 to 10 below zero, near the record low for the date. Below zero the next night, and then it's going to warm up a little bit, but it's not expected during the day to go above the freezing mark for the next 8 or 9 days.
Wow.
So how cold is it outside? We wanted to, Anderson, due to popular demand, give an encore presentation of a scientific experiment we have done in the past with boiling water in this container, courtesy of the Rock Creek Coffee Shop here in Billings. We're going to turn this into snow instantaneously. When you throw this boiling 212-degree water, it turns into snow, so watch. And you can see, that's what happens. One thing I want to say, Anderson, a lot of people are going to want to do this at home now.
Mm-hmm.
Never throw it into the wind. People get hurt. So that is our warning. Our
to be honest, Gary, I was kind of expecting that to happen.
Scientific explanation.
I was sort of worried that that might happen.
Anderson.
I know you've been standing out there in a while. I didn't know if the brain was functioning. If I had, been actually completed a science course, I would know how that happens. But, Gary, appreciate that.